with you and Tom and Dean. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of the disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Right. We hope you had a great holiday, and this is our first show for year 2002. We have exciting case histories for you today, so should we get right to it? Why don't you introduce our first guest?
Sure. I think we want to just say a little bit about the main purpose of our program first.
Mm-hmm.
Our program is designed to prove that chronic pain and other disorders can be cured. All the chronic disorders like Alzheimer's, allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, low back pain, migraine, all the things that Western medicine considered incurable can indeed be cured. And by curing, we mean that the treatment reverses the disease process by treating the root cause of problem.
Right.
So sooner or later, the patient will not need any treatment, will be symptom-free, and just like a normal person.
Right.
The curing takes two parts, our part that will reverse the disease process.
And the patient's part.
And the patient's part that they have to adjust the lifestyle, basically nutrition, stress, and avoiding toxins. Curing disease cannot be accomplished by treating the symptom and not the cause. As with conventional medicine, the cause has to do with the mind and body not in harmony, and the root causes, the mind and body not in harmony, will give you depression, pain, hypertension, diabetes, and so forth.
Right, the symptoms you see.
Yeah, the root causes have to do with what you do wrong in life, stress, nutrition, too much toxin, both physical toxin and invisible toxins like cellular phone vibrations and electrical vibrations and all the modern scientific inventions, and lifestyle factors like going to bed late all the time, stuff
drinking.
Like that. Yeah, drinking too much and so forth. Okay, the pharmaceutical approach, which suppresses symptoms but ignore the root problem, is not only wrong but harmful. As we say, one of the root causes had to do with toxins, and all drugs are toxic to the body. So it deepens the root causes. So consider that. Now, you can go back to our website and look at all the past shows to see that how fast, when you start treating the root problem, how fast the root problem can be relieved. Let's go to our first case, and that is a beautiful illustration of what we can do with the NBE method.
Hello, Judy.
Yes.
Welcome to our show.
Good morning, Dr.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's my honor, my privilege.
Yes.
And Judy, first tell us where you're from and what you do.
Okay, I'm originally from Orange County, moved to San Diego. I'm retired from LA County, 28 years.
Okay.
What do you used to do?
I was a secretary for LA County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I understand your first treatment was yesterday with Dr. Tong.
It was, yes. I have been wanting to come for many months, and I've heard about him from several friends of mine that come from San Diego that are raised to come, that they're dedicated to their visit. So I only got myself in to see him, and I was so thrilled with my results.
Okay, before you tell us about your story with him, can I just kind of list off your symptoms that you came in with?
Well, the symptoms that I explained to him yesterday were bone spurs and a disc problems and lower back pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had asthma and migraines for a number of years as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's what my problem was.
Okay. And you also had weight gain and bloating, is that correct?
Yes, that's what I explained to him yesterday, the weight gain and the bloating too.
Okay. So what did you do for your problem? Did you go see conventional doctors and did you prescribe your medication?
Well, many doctors, because my weight gain happened several years back, so I've been trying to address that. I've been to other MDs for MRIs to see what was wrong with my lower back, and none of them could come up with any answers for me. I thought I was doomed to a life of pain.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you had the pain, Judy? Tell the audience.
Severe for several years. I've had the weight gain for about 10 years, but the pain has come on 2-3 years ago, very severe. I'm not unable to walk.
Oh, just 1 second. Judy, do you have a machine on the background that causes a noise?
I'm staying with a friend here in Orange County. I don't know what kind of a phone she had.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of interference on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just speak a little louder, maybe, yeah.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but I can hear you if I push it way up to my ear.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll speak a little louder then. So you've had severe back pain for the past 2-3 years?
Yes.
And they did MRIs for you, did they prescribe you medication, or what did they do for you? They said they couldn't figure out why you had the pain?
Really nothing. There wasn't anything I could do. I went to chiropractors, and it didn't hold, you know, that whatever they did for my back, it just didn't hold the problem that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about the drugs? Did you try any drugs?
The what?
Did you try any drugs?
I didn't hear that word.
Drugs.
Oh, well, you know, I've been on pain medication, but not wanting to take it because I prefer the natural way, but I had to resort to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Did they help?
Just for the moment.
So it was all symptomatic temporary relief, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So what happened yesterday?
Well, it's even better today. I hadn't been able to tell you, but the first night's sleep in 10 years, I slept all the way through. I mean, I woke up, and I wake up every 3 hours.
Oh.
And I had been asleep for 7 hours straight.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's the first time in 10 years.
Wow.
So that was my beautiful gift from Dr. Tong. I couldn't believe it. And yesterday I went dancing out of the office, but today it's even better.
That's good.
It not only lasted, but it's better the day after, which was, you know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That shows that.
You know what else happened? I had a sense of well-being and my depression lifted, and it stayed with me.
Mm.
Depression lifted from the treatment. That was an added plus that I did not expect.
The depression, the pain, and the insomnia all are due to the fact that your mind is not entering your body. I call it mind-body blockage. When the mind's not there, you're not yourself. You feel depressed. When the mind's not there, the mind cannot sustain health. The only thing that sustains health is the living, invisible living part of the human vibration. We call the mind and spirit. So by treating the root cause, you can see how much better not only the pain is lifted, but your depression, your insomnia, and all the other things improved, and you lasted. How does your relief compare to the chiropractic relief or the drug relief?
Well, there's no comparison because it affected me spiritually and emotionally. I mean,
there's no comparison because the pain is just gone. You're not just like dull.
Plus, I just have a wonderful state of mind. It's like a lot of things were lifted, and I can't explain it. I just know that I have hope.
And this is only after one treatment.
Right. I've only went to Dr. Tong just once.
Wow.
I plan to go back, you know, as much as I can. Like I said, I live down in San Diego, mm-hmm. So I'd like to come as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that maybe one or two or three treatments would do it, so we'll see. One has certainly done it, so...
Yeah, the most important thing...
I believe this is going to last, but it sure has.
Well, to make it last, you have one assignment. What is that assignment that I gave you?
Qi and balance.
Qi and balance, and how do you achieve it? What did I tell you specifically to do?
You have to tell me here. I got all my notes, and I'm looking at
your food, the hot and cold food. I say that's the only thing you have to do.
Yeah, you wrote down. I've got the foods here, the things that you crossed off.
That's right. Okay, qi you can achieve by doing the right kind of lifestyle and eating fresh food, because only life, wholesome fresh food, have life. Okay, qi is life. Okay, balance is avoiding the hot food and get on a cooler food because you're too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't apply to every single person, but 90% of people in the United States eat too much acidic food, mm-hmm. which turn the body into too much heat. So that's not our balance. So basically, two things that's important for health. One is energy, how much life and how much energy you have. The second thing that most doctors, in fact, including alternative natural doctors, do not talk about is balance.
Right.
Okay. Ginseng, cayenne pepper, and all this kind of thing are not good for everyone. It depends on you. Mm-hmm. There is some people, garlic is not good for everyone. For you, it's not good at all. For people with colder, it's better. So it had to be, every treatment had to be individualized. Mm-hmm. You cannot treat symptoms. You have to treat the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Judy, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of luck. And you will be coming to see Dr. Tong, will you not?
Yes, I will. And I hope this message is reaching the people that it needs to go to. I'm praying about that.
Good.
Great.
And thanks very much for joining us and sharing your story so that other people can learn from it and not make the same mistake.
We'll probably do a follow-up interview with you in a few months to see how you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Yeah, happy New Year to you too, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Judy. She had her first treatment with Dr. Tong yesterday. She suffered from severe back pain for 2 to 3 years, and her pain is gone right now.
And insomnia for 10 years.
Insomnia for 10 years. She had her first night of sleeping through the night without waking up. She went dancing out of the office.
After one treatment.
One treatment. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. If it seems too hard to believe, check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have many, many case histories to prove that chronic disorders, chronic pain can be cured. Okay, should we get to our next guest?
Yes,
Okay, Carmelita has been on our show before. Welcome, Carmelita.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Carmelita.
Thank you for being on our show today. We know you're busy.
No, that's all right. I wish to share to everybody my good feelings.
Yes.
The treatment that I received from Dr. Tong.
Yeah, can you tell us, I know you were a patient of mine for many, many years back, many years in Long Beach. You had the basic problem you had was, you came to me because of severe asthma. You were in the hospital all the time, and then chronic back pain that like 20, 30 years, something like that. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes, that's true. I've been a patient of Dr. Tong since 1986 or 1985.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And how long you have your the asthma and the low back pain?
The back pain, I've had it since early 70s or late 60s.
So for 30 years.
And I came to a point that I could not, I really could not stand the pain anymore. And I read Dr. Tong's ad in the Register, so I went to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 2 treatments, I felt well, you know, and since then I haven't had that severe back pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so that proves that chronic back pain can be cured. Now, I have not done an MRI on you, but somebody else had probably done it and probably shown many disc degeneration, bone spurs or so, but those are not the cause of the back pain.
Mm-hmm.
If you do an MRI on you, you probably still have some degeneration, but you don't have pain anymore.
No,
so,
Dr. Tong, I really am feeling very well.
Yeah.
I haven't been sick for over
than
a year.
That's excellent.
How's your asthma doing?
I think it's gone.
Okay, how was your asthma before you saw us?
Very nice, and that I could not really breathe. I thought I would be dying, and many times I've been to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how often were you hospitalized in over a year for you?
Anymore. That was in the early 90s, you know, and then I asked Dr. Tong when I went to see him I can't remember anymore the consultation.
The back pain, yeah.
For the office, and I asked you if you could treat my asthma, and you said yes. And after a few treatments, you know, since that was 1993, I think, I never had it.
Yeah, that proved that asthma can be cured. In fact, the first time you asked me to treat asthma, you were out of the hospital about 4 days. You were coughing.
Coughing and coughing. That's when
you couldn't stop.
I came to see you. If you could put a stop to my coughing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how fast did you feel the relief?
Immediate.
And since then, at the beginning years, early years, you still have recurrent colds and bronchitis.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Tong, pneumonia, bronchitis, severe coughing all the time. It was very embarrassing, you know.
Yes.
I had to be off work, you know. I really had severe respiratory disease before I came to see you.
You're one of my best patients because every time you have this problem, you come right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you think you will take 2 or 3 treatments and to get rid of your bronchitis, get rid of your cold, get rid of your flu, and instead of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you missed work since you have been seeing us?
Actually, I just miss work when I have personal emergencies, not because I am sick, you know.
Oh, yeah, but not because you're sick, but before you miss work because you're sick all the time.
Yes, I was sick all the time. Yes,
mm-hmm.
But not after you have been treating me.
So you go to see Dr. Tong as soon as you feel like you're getting the cold or flu.
Yes, exactly.
And how many treatments does it take for him to get rid of that?
Just about a week. Treatment or once a week.
Once a week.
In fact,
we call
it body
tune
up, and that's what I go see him for.
You only come to see me once or twice a year only.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, that is how we can save medical and healthcare costs by treating the root cause using natural methods, but not something endless drug treatment that costly surgery that are only covering the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about your husband? Since he's not here today.
Yeah, he has severe pains on his legs. And I advised him to see you. And on top of that, he has high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He's worried. He was sent by his regular doctor to have renal exam.
Renal exam?
Yeah, kidney exam, yeah.
There was nothing wrong, but his blood pressure won't go down despite of this line medication that he has been taking for blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He had to take about 6 pills a day.
Mm.
So after four weeks of treatment with Dr. Tong, his blood pressure has come down to 120/79 every day.
Great.
Mm.
And how about the foot pain?
The legs pains are going away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he had not been getting regular treatment, so he needs to come back to get more, to get rid of it.
He is scared of the injection.
It took him a long time to come to us, but right away, he got rid of the pain and much better.
Yeah, Marina, what was his blood pressure before he came to see Dr. Tong?
Sometimes on regular days, it would go up to 190/130, 120.
Wow.
Yes, and fast, you know, but I really am worried.
That's very high risk for strokes.
Yes,
Yeah. You know, with the diastolic that high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And systolic that high.
But now I'm getting back to normal every single day that he takes his blood pressure.
So does he still take the medication?
Well, he has reduced his medication from 6 tablets a day. It's now down to about 3 or 2, I think.
Mm-hmm. You need to come more to get rid of the rest of the medication.
Yeah.
And still have the good blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Carmen, I thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. We know you're so busy, and we want to wish you good luck in the future. I know you're fine. You sound so well.
Yeah, I'm very pleased and thankful for Dr. Tong.
You're welcome, yes.
Well, have a happy new year.
Thanks to all of you there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Carmelita. She's been on our show before in August, I believe. She's had asthma, back pain for 30 years plus. She's actually one of Dr. Tong's oldest patients as far as how long she's been seeing Dr. Tong since 1985, 1986. She has no more back pain. And her asthma is virtually cured. Whenever she gets the flu, she comes in for a couple tune-ups and she's fine. She's on her way.
She does not take any medication.
No medication for her asthma.
For the last 8 years.
Right. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. All right, and our last guest for today is Diane. Diane, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm a lot better since I started staying with Dr. Tong. I was disabled for 10 years.
Diane, can you tell us where you're from and what you do then?
I'm from California.
Uh-huh.
And for the last 10 years, I haven't been able to do anything but be a housewife and not a very good one at that because mm-hmm. of my pain.
Were you in an auto accident, is that correct?
Yes, I was in an auto accident,
mm-hmm.
and I got injury to my back, and it just kept getting worse, and I got lumbar disc disease, spinal stenosis,
mm-hmm.
osteosclerosis.
That's right. Okay.
And finally, I had two surgeries on my kidneys. I had a rectal and bladder wall repair and that failed, and then I had a mesh unit put in and that failed, and I went from a cane down to a regular walker, and then from a walker I went to a four-wheel walker with the seat, because I was so bad that when I did go to the store I would I have to sit down. I couldn't finish my shopping, so I needed my walker,
yeah,
mm-hmm. to sit down. And the depression, in the last 3 years, it's been about 3 years ago, I was told I was bipolar.
Bipolar?
Yeah.
That means manic depressive.
Manic depressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a treatment center 3 times, and 1 time because of all the medication the doctors were giving me, they was not changing my medication, and the medication wasn't helping, and I was feeling worse, mm-hmm. and I would sit in my home for days and not be able to get out, and I would go, and I'm a very clean person. I would go 9 days without taking a shower.
Mm.
Mm.
And I was on Depakote. I was on Vicodin, Clozapine, Klonopin, and many others that I can't even name. I was on about 16 different medications.
16. Is this just for depression or also for pain?
Fibromyalgia and pain.
For pain, fibromyalgia, and they were treating me for manic depression,
mm-hmm.
Mind-altering chemicals.
Okay, so you came to see Dr. Tong in October, and you're getting better, is that correct?
Yes, it was. I came to see that, and I'll tell you, I didn't realize how much better
mm-hmm.
until I had to stop seeing him for about 5 weeks.
And why did you have to stop seeing Dr. Tong?
For many reasons.
Okay.
Kaiser would not authorize her to come to see us.
Uh-huh.
In spite of the fact that, tell us what, you came in to me the first time on a wheelchair, okay? I mean on a walker, four-wheel walker, okay?
And after your first treatment, I had to go to the bathroom, and without even knowing it, you know, even thinking about it, I got up and I went to the bathroom, and I did not
have my walker with me.
You just walk to the bathroom.
Just walk to the bathroom.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Now, does your insurance know that you're getting better with Dr. Tom's treatments?
Yes, they did. My one doctor, I won't say his name, but he was my specialist in my back with the sinus stenosis and all that.
And he knew you were getting better.
Yes, and I talked with him, and he was very honest with me, and I told him the results I was getting from Dr. Tong, and he told me, he said, Diane, he said, this is off the record. He said, I believe in the therapy that doctor and treatment that Dr. Tong gives. He said, and I know that that can heal you. But he said, the HMO groups do not recognize this kind of treatment. And I said, so, therefore, you know, I've been coming to you for 10 years, and I'm slowly getting worse. Sometimes I can't really move.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you were not needing there, you did not need the walker, you walk along. Yeah,
yes,
we can
yes.
see that, okay? But they will not authorize you to come to get a treatment to get better.
That is so sad.
So medicine is not about healing or health. Medicine
it's
is about
money
and about holding on to a standard of treatment that makes a lot of people rich.
And it's outdated.
It's outdated.
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know, Diane, I think maybe we have to have you on our show again next week so we can continue with your story, because I think there's a lot of things that we should talk about with your story.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in the more groups, but I think that he really is listening, that because I'm going to be pushing the HMO groups, and if more of us would push HMO groups for Dr. Tong's treatment, we might get some results.
Right.
Yeah. I know that the just in 5 weeks, but that was so bad, you know, when Dr. Tong.
Yeah, how did you feel when you had to stop? At that time you were feeling pretty good, right?
Oh, yes, and I didn't know I was a good doctor. I mean, I knew I was going like wildfire. Mm-hmm. I was getting my house back in shape and all that.
You didn't realize until you were getting worse again.
When I had to stop for 5 weeks, on the third week, I had to start using the cane again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you able to continue your treatment? You would be able to continue live a normal lifestyle, cleaning the house, feeling happy, no depression, no pain, and eventually you will not need our treatment. That's my point.
Well, yes, we'll have to get Diane on again next week so she can talk. Diane, thank you so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome, and I'm looking forward to talking with you and
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoy our show. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free quick phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. We'll probably have Diane on again next week so we can talk about her problem, because it's a big issue with the HMOs not allowing the treatment.
Yeah, that's sad that the medical profession not really want to heal.
Right. Well, join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBright, AM 740. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year.